Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores, where tonight it's time for our star organist to entertain. And, well, this evening and today is a very special day because it's the 80th birthday of Mr. Eminent himself, that wonderful entertaining organist, John Mann. So, John, a very happy birthday to you. And to mark that, because, well, what can you get a man who's been there, done there and got everything? So I thought it would be nice to pay a whole show and more to your very fine musicianship. And along the way, we're going to speak to many of your friends and colleagues throughout the years and get their birthday wishes for you. Let's start off this week's show taking you back in time to one of your very early recordings made alongside organist Len Rawl. This was done on the three-manual, nine-rank Christie organ in the residence of Tony Manning in Farnborough. And here you are, John, with the lively march with sword and lance.
Hey John, it's Len Rawl here, and I'm delighted to be able to wish you a very, very happy birthday, and of course to thank you for all the great music over the years. We go back quite a few years, you and I, and you may well recall that at the time you were keen to make a recording, I was able to come along with the recording equipment and record your first couple of LPs for you, which I was very happy to do at the time. And I also have very happy memories of several occasions when we've played concerts and duets came along, and I used to play the organ and you played some brilliant piano alongside me, and they were always great fun, and I have very happy memories of them. So thanks for that, and hope you still enjoy the records, even though they're vintage by now. And we hope you have a great, great day. Judith is right with me here, and she sends birthday greetings at the same time. All the very best.
Lovely words there from fellow organist Len Rawl. Well, John, I'm going to take you back even further in time from 1973, when that album was recorded, to 1966 and the Freemanual 10-rank Compton organ in the Granada in Sutton, where you shared the bill with your good friend Ted Beckerleg. Well, I'm going to leave you to introduce your own selection of music, so let's cast your mind back to the 24th of April 1966, live in concert.
Now, here are three contrasts in rhythm, starting with the familiar signature tune to the BBC Roundabout programme, it's called Windows of Paris, then an oldie, one that you all know, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, dedicated to my girlfriend.
Is that my fortune?
And save your comments to laughter, so that's a good chat. Then to finish this group of pieces, The Novelty by Leon Jessel, The Parade of the Tin Soldiers.
Thank you.
Some wonderful archive material there, John, of you in concert at the Granada Sutton in 1966. Now, I hope you don't mind our usual listeners of me just addressing John directly. It is his birthday, after all, so I owe it to them like that. Now time for some more birthday wishes.
Hello, John. This is Victor Patterson from sunny Southend-on-Sea, wishing Mr. Sussex by the Sea a very happy and special birthday. And I hope you have a lovely day. And just to thank you for all the fun and enjoyment and the music and the happiness you've given thousands of people over the years, and every good wish for your retirement. All the best. Bye now.
Happy birthday, John, from Chris and Alan. And thanks for your friendship over all the years. We love your personality. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sarah Bryant, John Mann, Secretary of His Appreciation Society. Just like to wish John a very, very happy special birthday on behalf of me and, of course, on behalf of His Appreciation Society, of which there are many hundreds of members scattered all over the world. And it's a great privilege and an honour not only to have taken part in playing duets with John in recent years, but also to be running his Appreciation Society for him and to be counting him as a very, very dear friend. Love him to bits. Happy birthday, John.
Lovely words there from Victor, Chris and Sarah. Now, Sarah mentioned duets and she gave me permission to pick one of the duets she performed with John at the Town Hall in Portslade. Now, the Town Hall in Portslade, the magnificent free manual 18 rank Compton Christie, brings back happy memories because I saw John there a number of occasions and I always thought that he and that organ got on very well. Here's John and Sarah then with a duet, a lovely waltz called Destiny, and then we'll go straight into some more from the same concert a year later, which was sadly the closing concert of the organ, with a little selection from Singin' in the Rain.
Thank you.
Well, just in case those tunes escape your memory, they were Fascinating Rhythm, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, You Were Meant For Me, and Singing in the Rain. Obviously, selections from the stage show of Singing in the Rain. And before that, we heard John and Sarah with the beautiful waltz, Destiny. Now, moving on from the Portslade Town Hall Compton to some birthday wishes from my team, who present the show to you every week, both past and present.
Hello, John. It's James. It's so nice that it's your 80th birthday and to wish you a lovely happy birthday on the show. I've had many happy memories over the years, it being filming at Stockport or going to your house for dinner or just every concert that I've ever been of yours. It's been such a wonderful, pleasant time and we all miss you. It'd be lovely to catch up with you soon. Hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Hello, Nigel Ogden here, and in case the name isn't too familiar to you, I used to introduce that programme on the radio a little while ago. It's great to have the opportunity to wish you, John, a very, very happy 80th birthday. Now, I can't really believe that you've got to that. You look years younger, but it's really good to be part of these telephone celebration, shall we put it that way. And thank you. You had so many thank yous, I'm sure, over the years for all you've contributed to the organ world, but let me add mine as well. And I hope you have whatever celebrations you're undergoing, I hope they all go tremendously well and you have a wonderful celebration of a great achievement, a great milestone in your life. And I shall just end the message by saying that I remain greatly relieved that at all times I will always remain that far behind you. All the very best, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, team. Thank you very much indeed for that. Well, John, a personal highlight of my own was when you performed a concert at the Dome in Brighton. Of course, it's no surprise to any of our listeners that you were heavily influenced by that Brighton organist Douglas Reeve. Although your styles aren't exactly the same, the whole principle and style and sound that you get is what Douglas intended. Now, I always wanted to hear you at the Dome organ, and to my delight, I got along in 2016, which, believe it or not, was the last time you played there. And I was amazed. It's the best I've ever heard that organ. And here we're going to go into an extended selection of Sunshine tunes, including Keep Your Sunny Side Up, You Are My Sunshine, Zippity-Doo-Dah, The Sun Has Got His Hat On, The Sunshine of Your Smile, On the Sunny Side of the Street, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, and We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow.
Thank you.
John, there, the combination of you and the Brighton Doan Christie is absolutely wonderful. Although it's an absolute brute to play, it sounds absolutely terrific in your hands. Well, you've been involved with two very contrasting four manual instruments in the South Wales area, be it at Folly Farm and at Paul Kerner's Music Palace. So here's two birthday wishes from two people very much involved down there.
Hi, John. It's Paul Kerner here. Have a terrific birthday. I was just remembering the days at Aberystwyth. Do you remember that? And the band show on the bandstand and in the King's Hall. And our dear friend Peter, the pianist, who gave us much hilarity with his antics and not arriving for 3 days for the rehearsals. Have a great birthday, John. Looking forward to seeing you at the Music Palace in the summer. Take care. Bye.
Hello, Ben Snowden here. I just want to wish John a very happy 80th birthday. John has been a huge inspiration in my life. He's a wonderful musician and entertainer, but also a really supportive and approachable person. He supported me through all the installations that we've done, and he's opened all of the organs that I've been involved with, and continues to be a great friend and support. So thanks for the music, John. Thanks for being such a wonderful friend, and have a wonderful 80th.
Thank you to Paul Kerner and, of course, Ben Snowden there. So let's go into two examples of the instruments that they look after down there. The first is Folly Farm, and the great thing about John is he plays novelty items that have often slipped the bill in terms of standard theatre organ playing these days. But one that I always like to hear is that descriptive novelty called In a Clock Store. And I think it's self-explanatory. You hear the clocksmith whistling away this jolly tune whilst winding up all of the clocks. And then something which John told me is a personal favourite of his, playing that light classical stuff. So here is that famous The Skater's Waltz.
Thank you.
Inner Clock Store at Folly Farm and the Skater's Waltz at Paul Kerner's Music Palace on the ex-Regal Edmonton Christie, and some fine examples of your playing, John. Well, John, what more can I say except enjoy a happy 80th birthday, and I look forward to catching up with you over the next few days. You don't look a day over 40, and it's wonderful that you're still playing, although you've retired off the concert scene, and it's just wonderful. So I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Well, John, to end this week's show, I think the utmost personal highlight of mine was to see you perform one of your summer shows. Although it was a sad occasion, the last performance you played at the Pavilion Winter Gardens in Eastbourne, I thought it would be right to end this week's show with you on your eminent organ, which served you well for so many years. So let's start this recollection of your final performance, and we'll end this week's contribution from myself talking with that beautiful ballad, Some Enchanted Evening. And although it wasn't an evening, it was some enchanted afternoon anyway. John, from me, happy birthday once again. And to all of our listeners, I hope that you've enjoyed this selection of music performed by one of the greatest organists, pianists and entertainers there ever was, John Mann.
Afternoon as some enchanted evening. I ought to. But I don't stay out late at night. Well, in fact, well, if I'm not in bed by 10, I go home. No. Can you come? Be first in the queue then. Anyway, I'm going to make this the finale of our afternoon together by having a little sort of, a jamboree, if you like. We're going Latin American. And you know, what was a Latin American? They always have these cumber bands, didn't they? They're all the old... Do you know that these baubles used to be on our front room curtains? Honestly. Yes, they were. And one of the nights, and I'm doing this routine because I did it many years ago, you know, when I used to play here, and I announced that these used to be on my front room windows, and I'd got my neighbours in, and they said, yeah, we know. They shouted out. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, let's go Latin American with a big finale that goes like a this. When I feel your touch, my heart starts to beat the man. I love you very much. And I like your hips, and I like your toes, and I like your lips, and I like your eyes. Oh, see the moon above, way up in the sky. Thank you. that's it. What are you hanging around for? I finished. Well, you know I have, I finished. There's no encores in this place, I tell you this. Well, I tell you what, I've got a little bit of a rehearsal I want to do for a bit later. I'll have to get the help. I'm trying to learn this song. Splendid, that's absolutely marvellous. I need a little bit of rhythm. How quick. Yes, that'll do. And there's a little bit of a riff to it, if you like. I'm only practicing. You're not still there, are you? Oh, I'm only practicing. Are you willing to put up with it?
Yes.
Good heavens. I've got to go home to bed. Ain't you got no homes to go to? Ain't you going home tonight? You've been hanging round about here for an hour or more. Why don't you go and decorate your own front door? Ain't you got no arms to go to? You've been making such a blooming row. I've heard the story of your life, I think it is a shame. You've told me once, you've told me twice now. Please don't start again. Ain't you got no homes to go to? Ain't you going home tonight? Very cultured song, isn't it? I only play it when I've got a cultured audience. Do you want to join in with me? Because you'll be singing it all the way out too. Because it's an infectious little song, isn't it? Right, after four. Four. Ain't you got no homes to go to? Ain't you going home tonight? You've been hanging round a bit for a little while. You've been hanging round about here for an hour or more. Why don't you go decorate your front door? Ain't you decorate your own front door? Oh, ain't you got no homes? You've been making such a blooming row. Heard the story of your life, I've heard the story of your life. I think it is a shame. You've told me once, you've told me twice. Now please don't start again. All right, all together. Ain't you got no homes to go to? Ain't you going home tonight? I'll walk home with you. Not you, Vera. I'll say you're going home tonight. Go on, clear off. Hey, Chico, we go to. Thank you so much. Ta-da.